Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Here we are at the very end of such a busy, busy, high-energy fourth month of this April. Oh, boy, it's been a really exciting, elegant, I would say elegant, because it's just so nice to have the higher beings that have been aligning to us in such high strands and high essences. And so tonight I welcome all the new ones that are joining me each month and all of the ones that are enjoying these teachings as they come in. And each month this hoop of oneness that I create grows more and more as all of you tap into the masters that are here in my fields and join in all of your fields. And then you take that another level when you share that or share the replay to many others to start joining us also to grow this hoop of oneness. And so for tonight, it's going to be a word. The masters sometimes like to come to me in the morning just before an event or a show comes in, and they'll just kind of bow down and bring me a word. And then throughout the day, the word starts unveiling to me what the upcoming knowledge is and how the activation is going to be. And that's kind of how Telepathic Tuesday was always to be. They had originally given me back in January 2019. Master came in, and the regular avenue that they come in is I'll just be in stillness, and then there's this essence that kind of comes over my heart and around my ears, and I hear, I am here. I am here, child. And my voice fluctuates in its frequency. And I have this warm energy coming into my heart as I know that there's a holiest essence of my own divine presence that wants to sit down and speak to me. And so sometimes it's a word, and sometimes it's an energy that flows through my hands, or sometimes it's just a gratitude, a feeling of gratitude or an ambience of joy somehow or elevation somehow, where they're just coming in acknowledging all the work that I'm doing for everyone for the number of years and more. And they just kind of said, we want to speak to the masses once a month at the end of the month. And it will be telepathically delivered to you in the moment, child. And the word will be delivered in a vibration and a tone, and the frequency that flows through every word that you speak will be of our essence. And it is your own presence that will emanate our essence. And this is how it came about a year ago. And the month since then, it just keeps growing and growing in the number of all of you following. And it's going to continue so that these words of knowledge that comes in with an activation that joins it allows you to replay it and connect with your own essence of your own divine presence at any time. And so since we're all in the same boat of seclusion, floating along aimlessly with no direction or knowledge of where this boat is going to, just allowing and receiving the news of what's floating into our fields every day. And since we're not the captain of this ship of seclusion, they ask that we move into a loving teaching and soul-connected activation each day now, while we're in this boat of floating into, well, we don't know. It's a healing ship. It's a unknowing waveform of consciousness around us. But the masters want us to really take advantage of our soul's consciousness during this time, in a more profound spiritual connection that's going to really allow us to prepare for what our soul journeys will actually be demonstrating to the planet when this is all over. When this ship of souls align into their higher waveforms of light consciousness, and then they will embark onto new journeys and new passageways far beyond that of where they came from before they were placed on what was to be a ship of fools, but is now becoming a profound ship of knowledge and a higher vibration of knowing. We are all in the same boat of seclusion, but really, we're on a passageway into a higher, higher vibration of light consciousness that's going to be emanating us far beyond where we were before this all came about on spring equinox. So we'll just see how profoundly developed you will be from the moment that this took place on the spring equinox until when we arrive at our destination of our soul passageway journey being complete, of this ship of seclusion on summer solstice. May not run that long, but the elements of the higher essence of fields of consciousness the masters will be working through us is from spring equinox until summer solstice. So you might want to just take a real fine tuning and assessment of your journey at that time in the middle of June, or even on the June gateway, on 6-6 gateway, and just see how profoundly shifted you're going to be. And so they bring me the word for tonight, and the word they have chosen is essence. Why am I always saying It is only through stillness that you can tap into your soul's essence, or the Master's essence of light intelligences that is always here, though we can't see it. We are beginning to feel it and know it. And so when I hear my soul vibration coming through to me in the early morning hours, or in any moment that I decide to go into that stillness for about a moment or two, I always hear that speaking voice come through me. And it is always the essence of my presence is here with you, child. And so I don't get a master's frequency of if it's Jesus, or if it's a council of light being, or if it's a high archangel or a multidimensional being. They usually come in strands of particles, and they are the essence. They're very, very gentle misting frequencies. But I will hear, I am here, my essence of my presence is within you now. And for me, I have a very strong energetic motion move through my throat, shifts the vibration, and the light languages come through. An ancient Hebrew language arrives. And through that stillness of that holiest ancient language that just came through, you feel a presence. And at any time, if I myself start to feel a little bit distant or unattached or disconnected to what's happening for the day, it is because I'm out of alignment. If we're not balanced into this soul essence. Now, what is the essence? Like, I've been asking everyone for years and years for my students, every morning, as soon as you wake up, listen to the stillness around you. Listen, because it's your own soul's stillness that's trying to tap into your fields. But really, it's the essence. So when you have those moments where you're in an empty space of your thought forms, when you go into the stillness and you empty the mind, that is when you can freely slip into the stillness state of your mind. And as your mind accepts the quiet moment, you move into a knowing state of this essence of consciousness. And you feel the essence of your own consciousness now. Then bringing in the higher frequencies for you to tap into. And when you tap into this essence of your soul's consciousness, you're able to receive a vibration or a pulse. It kind of moves around you. For some, you hear a word. And for some, you receive a healing. this essence of your divine presence, it just arrives when you align into the quiet state of your own essence. There's no thinking, there's just breathing and listening. Listen to the stillness around you. Become aware that there is an essence within that stillness. This is when you slip, or float into the deeper state of your mind. That moves into a deeper state of peace. And when the mind goes into that deeper state of peace, your soul essence of your divine presence arrives. And everything ceases to move around you. And you are in a statue state of receiving. Your essence is a consciousness that has an intelligence, and you can feel it in your heart as a high frequency, and you can feel it spinning above your crown chakra as a heightened frequency. It's not anything of a thought form from your mind. It's unlimited energies of consciousness, of your soul. And it will sometimes make you close your eyes because you're tuning in to this higher essence that's floating above your head and around you, while the mind is quietly attuning and adjusting. And as you tap into this essence of your sacred soul, this intelligence connects you and communicates to you. And you may go into a deeper state of stillness. As these light particles of your essence begins aligning your consciousness fields into a deeper state of stillness. And then you move into a knowing state. Whenever this essence of your soul and its presence arrives, you just come to know that energy when it arrives, that frequency. And you just get to know the vibrational tone. I am here, child. Listen to the word. You get to know your own frequency of your own soul's essence. And you will know all that you're saying from within your heart is of the intelligence of this divine consciousness that's pouring through your mind now. And your feet must always be anchored so that you're in the body and you're anchored to Gaia and you're feeling the warmth in your body through your legs and your hands and your feet. But you're feeling this essence is peaceful. It's unwavering. Yet it's unlimited. And it's there at any moment that you go into stillness. You'll find that even if you stop for a second doing something and you tap into that stillness, you're going to find that your essence of this divine presence is going to assemble immediately into your fields, around your ears, around the third eye and pineal crystals. And you're going to have that like a spark bling in your heart chakra. It's that essence, I am here, child, that you can immediately project your own word of knowledge for assistance in that very now moment. And the healings begin within you. The energies around you as you're in this boat of seclusion, not knowing where we're going. It doesn't even know about that journey on this dimension. Because your higher essence of your divine presence already knows where your soul journey is going and how important it will be when you stay aligned and divinely orchestrated of this love, of this light, of this peace. And then your mind shifts into understanding what it is to listen and to receive knowledge, wisdom in telepathic vibrations of words. Yuyushiro Karna, that is the teaching on the word of that what is the essence of your presence. Just going to have a drink of water there, and I'm going to get ready and see how they're going to take us on a little excursion tonight to get our own minds and souls to step into that higher essence of our higher soul. So that every day, as we're on this unknown destination of where the planet is shifting the global consciousness to, we are in our own mastery ships of knowledge connected into a higher telepathic grid systems that will be assembling our journeys into much greater frequencies that will be unveiled to each and one of us throughout this year. They're asking me to sit up even taller and straighter and to move my shoulders back. Strengthen the energetic fields, child. sit nice and tall so that the energies of stillness that surround you will bathe your inner chakra body as you become more aware of this stillness. Anchor your feet even deeper and deeper into the floor and listen to the peace around you. It is through the stillness that the essence of your own higher presence arrives for you to connect to the holiest of holies vibrations of love onto the body, into the heart, onto the hands, into the feet for anchoring. Yeshua Badan Shadow, we are waving in, onto the body, into the heart, onto the hands, into the feet. These masters of infinities of light, they're standing in the stillness of their own light essence, knowing all who are here in the soup of oneness have gathered in peace, gathering in a new knowledge and healing into their higher vibrations of unknowingness to knowingness, how to heal the body, how to heal the mind at this time. To heal the mind is to receive the directions from the higher soul mind. To retrieve the higher knowledge through listening to the soul's essence of an intelligence surrounding you. As you are in stillness, there are crystal cords of threads, highest vibrations of light particles of your own soul essence that is connecting into all inner minds and inner heartbeats of your soul light master in the holiest forms, arriving upon your crown chakras are more of these holiest essences of light particles. Breathe it in and hold the top of the head. Breathe it into the inner mind. And breathe in the crystal thread of light even deeper down into your heart. And as you breathe out, become aware of the light essence of that crystal thread that is within you now. Expand your hearts of this light essence. And breathe it down into the belly. Wow. Into all of your emotional organs. Stomach, liver, bladder, kidneys, spleen, intestines. In all uncertainties and unwavering thought forms that have been holding you back within your heart, within your mind, they will all be lifted and connected to this crystallite essence of love. It is your true alignment of your holiest soul gathered within you, of its essence. Any feelings of being lost will fall away off the back of the head. Let those energies drop away. Fall down the shoulders. Fall off of your hands. As your own master guardian, spirit guide, teacher, or monitor arrives to tap into your aura field. In its light essence, and to take hold of your right hand to guide you during this time. These energies arriving onto your right hand and right fingertips float up upon your right shoulder into the back of the neck and back of your head. Just feel and visualize this light ambience of a master of light who knows who you are. Now feel more energy tapping around your body as your inner body is of warm energy. And more static frequencies on top of your fingertips that is activating your hand. Feel this static energy holding your hand. You are not alone in this stillness vibration. It is your own sacred, holiest of holies, master who is here with you, your own guardian, protector, who has arrived to be with you at all times, holding your hand. Standing on your right side. Breathe in this light essence that is pouring upon your hand. Until it becomes warm in your inner body. And your inner mind begins acknowledging this is a presence of light within you. of your own soul essence of peace. Now creating a column of light around you and above you from this essence of light. Ichukwada, these light particles of the light essence, is empowering you in protective fields and shields. So no other sources of any other energies of fear will arrive into your column of light. It is only you and your soul master's essence that will heal you, guide you, and teach you while in this seclusion. What is it that you have for these children to come to know today? I am asking from my higher grid systems of infinite knowledge. What is it that you have to deliver to those who are here and now, tapping into their essence? Empowerment of their own strong hearts and divine will within their minds, to prepare to expand and to partake onto higher journeys of their soul's essence. They must know the divine will. They must come to know the empowerment that is within their heartbeat's child, so that they move into the higher essence of their all-knowing and all-trusting being, all that they are, and that it is time to reclaim these powers and resurrect this essence of their soul being, so that they may come to know who they are in this human form. And it is through the stillness that the master is standing in front of you now, behind you now, above you and around you, in their light particle essences, who know who you are, will transmit a knowing energy into your heart to empower you, into your third eye chakras now, to enlighten you. Feel the highest light, the highest, brightest light entering into the heart, within the inner mind. And feel the peace and the power of this white light. And connect. As you connect the Dadushodo to this white light in the inner mind's eye, the Gadajidurdo, it is the holiest of light. Breathe it in. Hold that essence of light within your inner mind's eye. and let it float down into your heart to empower you with your light essence within the heart. And feel it pouring down into the emotional body of any wounded cells in the abdomen. And just be in stillness and receive. I am seeing now a master of light standing beside a small child. This child of who you are is kneeling down in front of the master and asking, am I ready to receive, to be in mastery into these classrooms beyond. The master teacher kneels down and looks directly into the eyes of the child, and your inner child is seeing the master's diamond eyes of light filling your own eyes, and the crystals fill the inner mind's eyes and the eyes. And the little child is no longer kneeling, but standing up tall, empowered of its own divine will and essence. Take my hand now, child. You can soar into all classrooms. Run along now into any chamber room you choose. You have the crystals of light within your eyes, within your inner mind's eyes, and you have the love of your own master's soul essence within your heart of your inner child. Breathe it in and hold that love within your heart of a diamond essence. You are ready to receive and to retrieve all of the books of knowledge, all of the attributes of who you are that is waiting in these chamber rooms and classrooms and soul passageways, wherever you traverse to, you are welcomed by all other masters who see your diamond divinities of light and will unveil to you all that you are. It is only that you would move into the stillness and connect to this light accord of your higher consciousness, of this essence of your soul, masters. They know this essence of your holy presence in all of the chamber rooms, and you will be guided to spiral in and choose any dimension of any timeline of your soul essence. While you are sitting here now with your feet anchored into Gaia and your heart anchored into your body, waiting for this new knowledge to be poured into the heartbeat of your inner child, who is waiting for this connection in stillness. Vayayashudo, this tall master being beside you now is asking, look into your hands and see and feel the crystals sparking on top of your palm chakras. Visualize within your inner mind's eye of these many crystals settling onto your palm chakras. Now feel the light spark. As you visualize within your inner mind's eye that your hands are being anointed with healing attributes. I am seeing two masters arriving, holding the hands now in the higher realm. As you have entered into these higher chamber rooms and classrooms, I am seeing a master on each side of you holding your hands. Your own I am essence of its power is pouring onto your hands and through your hands. Now down into your physical form. Yet there are higher dimensional formats of your higher essence, of your higher soul. It is activating an awakening within you. Feel this soul light essence in the higher realms, yet within this body now, that you are connecting your light attributes of healing hands. In this quiet stillness of your physical soul, of your inner child, retrieving these healing hands back into the body, back into your soul being, back into the oneness of always connecting, always communicating these strands of light particles standing around you now in the higher realms, yet here in a column of light around your physical form. Kichuwata, and these higher masters from the higher chamber rooms will continue to parade around you, walking around you in a counter rotation, transmitting sparks of light into your aura field. Building a new matrix of your own soul essence in harmonic waveforms around you. See the colors. See the sacred geometric patterns of your essence that is blessing you and honoring you and moving you into higher states in this now moment, as your aura body is shimmering and sparking on this essence of light. Feel the essence moving around you within your own column of light. And feel the empowering vibration within your entire body as you are connected and empowered. Your own soul essence of your own soul being within your own column of light and into your own portal of dimensions of light that you may pass through in a strand or a cord of white light at any time. These heavenly realms, Elias, veils of light cloak you of your golden essence. And these cloaks of veils of light around your golden essence is to seal in this soul essence that you have within your heartbeat of your inner child, that you have in your hands of healing attributes, and the diamonds within the eyes of the masters that pass by you, seal in the crystals that were placed onto your hands and into your inner mind's eye. They are elevating in consciousness as your own aura body and inner consciousness is in waveforms of peace of this essence of divinity within you. We should you to know. Place your hands across the heart and press them into the body, knowing that you are loved and you are connected into the crystals of light from your own soul's masters of higher intelligences and this high essence of all that you are, will continue each day to bathe you and infuse you with more light particles into your aura body, into your inner mind, into your inner heart, on top of your hands and into your feet, so that you are always guided and protected and shielded on this journey that we are in, passageways of time journeys of these ships of seclusion are ships of our soul's evolution, of moving into the holiest essence of our own divinities through stillness. Wiggle the toes a little bit and just open your eyes and feel the fulfillment of how you are going to be transitioning. Feel the joy of this connectivity into the holiest of holiest essence that you are in oneness of. And continue to visualize these sparks of your empowering fields of your soul light essence in the eyes, in the inner mind's eye, in the hands, in the heart, and in the feet. We leave you now, child. We continue to embrace the matrix fields of many, many grid systems around you, and many grid systems within the hoop of oneness of a massive universal wheel of light, quotients of intelligences that taps into all consciousness fields of love, light, and freedom, and aligns the essence of a light presence once more back into the hearts and souls through stillness. It is done. And so I just wanted you to just feel how beautiful the journey is to about to be unfolding each day now for the next month, the month of May, at number 5, where we will be tapping into the higher frequencies on the 5-5 gateway, where we will stepping into mastery on my next mastery class coming up on Sunday, where the teachings will be activating and healing you, preparing you for the next code for the 9 code course, the end of the month. It's all intertwining. We just need to stay focused on the stillness and knowing that there's telepathic vibrations that are tapping into our aura grid systems and our chakra grid systems within the body, within the head, within the hands, within the feet. More empowering each day. Be the transmitter that you are of the light and love to all around you, on the phone, on the email, on the radio, and just be in the light of all that is, for this is a beautiful, beautiful transitional time. And so I thank you for being here in this hour and taking this journey with me through your own holy I Am. So just for a quiet moment, listen right now. And feel your body move as it aligns and connects into that essence. Remember, it's an intelligent consciousness. It's not of the mind. Your body moves and sways in the spinal column, in the abdominal area, for it's the essence of this higher intelligence that is connecting to your inner child, to your soul being. And that's where you want to breathe from and receive from every day, from this essence flowing through the heart, flowing through the solar plexus, anchoring through the feet, and transmitting with your hands. Your knowledge pours through the inner mind's eye. Enjoy your evening, and thank you once again for being with me. And enjoy the replay, or send the replay to someone that you want to have join us next time. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you on the Mastery class on Sunday, or on the 5-5 Gateway. Just tap into IAMInfiniteAll.com, and that's my website. And under the events, you'll be able to tap into any one of those broadcasts coming up. Be well, be at peace, and stay in stillness more than you can.